Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay. I see we have Mom and Pop.
Yes.
I see Daddy.
Yes.
And we have Sister Shirley.
Yes.
Loretta.
Amen.
All right. Well, welcome, everyone. While we wait for other callers to come online, I'm going to let Loretta see.
Okay. I pick up reading in Exodus 18, 1. Word soon reached Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, the priest of Midian, about all the wonderful things God had done for his people and for Moses, and how the Lord had brought them out of Egypt. Then Jethro took Moses' wife, Zipporah, to him, for he had sent her home, along with Moses' two sons, Gershom, meaning foreigner, for Moses said, when he was born, I have been wandering in the foreign land. And Azar, meaning God is my help, for Moses said at his birth, the God of my father was my helper and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. They arrived while Moses and the people were camped at Mount Sinai. Jethro, your father-in-law, has come to visit you, Moses was told, and he has brought your wife and your two sons. Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and greeted him warmly. They asked about each other's health and then went into Moses' tent to talk further. Moses related to his father-in-law all that had been happening and what the Lord had done to Pharaoh and the Egyptians in order to deliver Israel and all the problems there had been along the way, and how the Lord had delivered his people from all of them. Jethro was very happy about everything the Lord had done for Israel and about his bringing them out of Egypt. Let's see here. Bless the Lord, Jethro said, for he has saved you from the Egyptian and from Pharaoh and has rescued Israel. I know now that the Lord is greater than any other God because he delivered his people from the proud and cruel Egyptian. That was the reading out of Exodus 18, 1 through 11. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. We had a few more callers to join. Auntie Marie.
Reverend Allen.
All right. Welcome both of you guys.
Amen.
All right. And the other caller, I believe it was Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
All right. Welcome. Okay. All right. Thank you all for joining the call today. I will begin the call with the opening prayer. Before I do the prayer, I'm going to read Philippians 4, 6, 9. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Now I pray. The source of peace, Father God, we know that the source of peace teaches us to seek you always. When we are anxious and exhausted from life's struggles, show us your love and mercy, your personal relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, we'll go ahead and jump right on into the program, and I would like to start with Pops.
Okay. I'll be reading the promise of the Holy Spirit. He that has my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas says unto him, now it is a cross. Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying. Any word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the comfort which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things unto your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. That'll be John 14:15-26. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Pop. Reverend Allen, would you like to go next?
Yes, I read Romans 10:10, starting at the 9th verse. And it reads as this: that if thou shalt confess with the mind that the Lord Jesus, and that believe in their heart that God had raised him from the dead, they shall be saved. For what the heart of a man believe unto righteousness, and with thy mouth they confess is made unto salvation. For the Spirit that whichever believe on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greeks, for the same Lord over all are rich unto all them that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall that they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings and good things. but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, "Now, who will believe our report?" So then faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God, and we all be blessed. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Thank you for that, Reverend Allen. Okay. Sister Shirley, do you have anything to share this evening?
Yes. I will be reading from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, starting at the 10th verse, the whole arm of God. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Standing therefore, having buried your faith with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. And for me, the utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. And we do have some additional people doing the call. I believe it's Auntie Di.
Yes.
Are you by yourself?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, welcome. Thank you. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Sure. My reading also coming out of Romans 5. And so now, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith in his promises, we can have real peace with him because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. For because of our faith, he has brought us into this place of high privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has made, has had in mind for us to be. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they are good for us. They help us learn to be patient, and patience develops strength of character in us and help us trust God more each time we use it until finally our hope and faith are strong and steady. Then, when that happens, we are able to hold our head high, no matter what happens, and knows that all is well. But we know that dearly God loves us, and we feel this warm love everywhere within us because God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our heart with his love. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta.
Thank you.
Mother, would you like to go next?
Okay, I'm coming to Psalm 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be at Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. as the mountain around about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about the people from henceforth ever forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Let the righteous put forth their hand unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their heart. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the work of iniquity, but shall be upon Israel. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for the reading, Mother. Auntie Betty?
Yes. I'm going to read from Psalm 119, starting at verse 7. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy word. I entreat thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my way and turned my feet unto thy testimony. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The band of the wicked has robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise and give thanks unto thee, because thou art righteous and just judges. I am compared of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy stature. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Benny. Auntie Marie, do you have anything to share with us this evening?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, starting at the 1st verse. Beloved, I now write unto you, in both which stir up your pure. Wait, let me start over. Now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembering, that it may be mindful of the word of which was spoken before by the holy prophet, and of the commandment of us, the apostle of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this, praise that thou shalt come in the last days, scornful, walking after their own flesh, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? But since father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willfulness of ignorance of that by the word of God the heaven was of and the earth standing out of water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowing with water perished. But the heaven and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment. Amen.
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 Well, then it's coming in.
Thank you for that, Auntie Marie. Next, Auntie Carrie, do you have anything to share this evening?
Yes, I was on 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Don't get it.
So I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity. I become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all...
And they got the bad ass.
So that I could move mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my good to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffer long and is kind. Charity ends not. Charity banish not itself. It is not puffed up. Does not have itself unseemly. Seek not her. It is easy to provoke. Think no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hope all things, endure all things. Charity never fail, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fall. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For
Amen.
We know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that is perfect, is calm, then that which is hard shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. But now we through the glass, darkness, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as also known. And now abide in faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie.
Amen.
Next, I would like to, Auntie Dot, do you have anything to share tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read the 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restored my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. They prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. They anoint my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank God. I don't think I'm missing you one, so then we're going to turn it over to you for the second shot.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to lay your heavenly hand on Daddy Verna, Angela Patton, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Loretta Simmons, Charles and Val, Angela Burns, Rochelle Bessler, Valerie Crockett, Vicki Hussman, Ruth Edwards, Eddie Tipman, Janet Williams and the Moody family, the Norris family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, Josh and Kim, Jerry and Terry, Cheryl, LaTanya, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Isaiah, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Lenny and family, Tally and family, Uncle David, Uncle Oliver, and Uncle Cham, Quentin, Rayco family, Doris Reed and family, Jessica Smith, Brian, Mary Ann and Mary Lowe, Mario, Sidaria, Jessica, Jesse Verner, and anyone else that we're not aware of that stands in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you continue to keep them in perfect peace. And knowing that you will be with us at all times, we give you thanks. Thank you for the healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, so what we're doing next is acknowledge Thursday from May 3rd through May 9th.
My grandson Kamari's birthday today.
Today? Mm-hmm.
Praise God, yeah.
Is Leroy the 5th?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Okay. We also have Bruce, Douglas Bruce Laffey on the 9th, Junior.
Amen.
Any other birthdays? Okay. Well, I will sing happy birthday for you guys.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Anymore.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Birthday, yeah. Many more.
Loretta, how old is Kamari?
4.
4, okay.
I'm sorry.
I said awesome.
Okay. All right, well, we'll go ahead and continue with our program, and I'm hoping you all have some great news to share, testimonies, poems, or songs, whatever you wish. And I would like to start with... Sister Shirley.
Okay.
Okay. Auntie Carrie. Auntie Carrie. Just step away, I've got to come back. Auntie Betty.
Yes. I'm still reading from Psalm 119, starting verse 73. Thy hand has made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hope in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgment are right, and that thou in faithfulness have afflicted me. Lest I pray thee, thy mercy, kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercy come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dwell presently with me. But I will meditate in thy precept. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimony. So let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I may not be ashamed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Betty. Okay, Mother, would you like to go next?
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to sing Lord of the Dance.
Amen.
Amen, Aretha.
I dance in the morning when the world begun, and I dance in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth. Dancing, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all, wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dance, says he. I dance for the scribes and the Pharisees, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I dance for the fishermen, James and John. They came to me and the dance went on. Dancing, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all, wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dance, says he. I dance the Sabbath when I crushed the lamb. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me high and they left me there on the cross to die. Dancing, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all, wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dance, said he. I dance on the Friday when the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body, but they thought I was gone. But I am the dance, I still go on. Dancing, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all, wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dance, says he. They cut me down and I leaped up high. I am the life that will never, never die. I live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. Dancing, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all, wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dance, says he. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. Okay. Loretta, would you like to go now?
I will read 116 out of Psalms 1 and 2. I love the Lord because he hears my prayers and answers them. Because he bends down and listens, for I will pray as long as I have breath. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Loretta. Mm-hmm. Reverend Allen, would you like to share any more words today?
No.
Okay, thank you. Auntie Marie?
Yes. I am coming from St. John. 14th chapter, and starting at the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye knows, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the light, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Auntie Marie. Pop, would you like to go next?
Yeah, I read a few lines about a brother Jonas.
Yeah.
Out of who?
Yeah. Brother Jonas. Nineveh is northeast. Tarshish is west. When God called Jonah to preach repentance to the wicked Nineveh, the prophet knows that God wasted may follow. He turned down the assignment and headed for Tarshish instead. But once God had dampened his spirit by tossing him out of the boat into the water, and has demonstrated his protection by moving him out of the water and into the fish. Jonah realized that God is serious about his command, Nineveh must hear the word of the Lord. Therefore, Jonah goes, although the preaching is a success, the preachers come away angry and discouraged, and he must learn firsthand of God's compassion. A sinful man. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that talk. Aren't you Sarah? Do you have anything else to share this evening?
Are you losing everyone?
No, there's still a long time. Loretta, can you click on Auntie Dot's number? This is trying. There it is. Okay. Auntie Dot, would you like to share any more news with us today?
I pass.
Okay, all righty. Well, I will go next. Okay. I'm coming to you out of Philippians. Okay, Philippians 4:10-13. As I drive to a friend's house, I notice a new sporting goods store. Think about the great sales they must be having for their grand opening and all the fun things I could buy for camping. Then I turn my thoughts to the next day, Ash Wednesday. This holy day marks a time when I try to think about moderation. Living in moderation is a daily challenge for me. From grocery shopping to eating to going to new stores, it is difficult to eat and purchase only what is necessary without splurging on a little more here and there. As I approach the store, my thoughts shift to the Apostle Paul, who learned to be content in all circumstances. He was satisfied whether he was feasting or starving, whether he had many possessions or none. Having an excess of goods or of food clutters my life, body, soul, and mind without providing any lasting, deep-rooted happiness. They require time and energy to maintain, which distracts me from nurturing my relationship with God. I turn my eyes back to the road and past the new store. Today I will make an effort to live more freely with less stuff to hold me down and distract me from God. Set us free. Dear Heavenly Father, keep our thoughts centered on you by removing distractions from our lives. May we give attention and energy to your work today. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Praise God.
Did I miss anyone around the table? I think I got everyone. Oh, that is the case. That does conclude our call for today, but I do want to share some good news. We do have schedules, and I will be mailing them on Monday, and I will mark what parts you have to say, so that way you have them for next Sunday.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Long overdue. Long overdue.
Amen. Well, I had told them we'll get them before the end of the year, so you're doing a great job, sister.
Do anyone have anything else to say before I do the closing prayer?
Amen.
There I go. Please bow your head. Father God, we give thanks to you, Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. God yearns for an acceptable sacrifice. He wants us to love him freely and gladly with an open heart. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to us. Every day he blesses us. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Let's take the time to glorify the Lord today. God, no one can take us from your hand. We come to your loving embrace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Thank you all for participating, and I hope everyone has a blessed week. With your birthdays, enjoy.
And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good
Amen.
Night.
Good
night.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Love you guys. Bye.
Good night. Love y'all.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.